Never once, never ever once does any interlife subject mention the idea of karma or the idea of a link. Well, sorry, they mention the word karma sometimes, but it's never in the context of action and reaction or reaping what you sow. Never. All they ever talk about again and again and again is experience and growth. And, you know, that more than anything is what leads me to think that we've really got to get rid of this idea, because it's just destructive and it's unhelpful. You know, and especially when we come to these traditional ideas that I mentioned before of, you know, people with any sort of disability paying a karmic price for past mistakes. I mean, it's the more you think about it, it's just abhorrent. It's an abhorrent doctrine, and it's based on, you know, revealed wisdom, nothing more than that.
Well, what does it mean, though, Ian, though, when people say to someone, you've got great karma? Is that the wrong definition to use?
Yeah, I think it is, to be honest with you. You know, and not everybody will agree with me on this. But I'll tell you why I think it is. It's because what do we know with our human perspective? Until we're consistently thinking with a soul perspective. And, you know, I can tell you that's difficult. I mean, obviously, I guess I've been trying to put this stuff into practice in my real life on a regular basis for quite a few years now. And it's still, you know, I catch myself sometimes and I have to stop myself and think, Ian, for God's sake, you know, look at this from a soul perspective, not from your normal human perspective. But, you know, appearances can be very deceiving. And the most obvious case, as we said before, look at somebody who is very poor. You know, they are probably learning an awful lot more as a soul and accelerating their soul growth much more than somebody who's successful and rich. So, you know, and so how do you know what's good karma and what isn't? It doesn't mean anything to me anymore.
Well, that's a good point. So how do people prepare themselves so that when they do join the afterlife, it's a pretty good ride?
Well, now, I think the only thing that's really important with this is to not be afraid of it, I would suggest. I think that's the only thing that really matters, is don't be afraid. And you'll find that people who've had near-death experiences, I'm sure you're aware of this, you know, they universally say, I'm not afraid of death anymore. It's not a problem. It was a fantastic, the feeling of euphoria and love in the light was absolutely incredible. I'd much rather stay there anyway. Now, again, you know, sometimes I'm told by people that I paint much too rosy a view of this. And it's important, and I mentioned earlier, you know, some spirits do struggle after death. And I said some of them are so wrapped up in the physical world that they get trapped in the astral plane, which is, by all accounts, can be a really unpleasant place to be. You know, we have reports from people having out-of-body experiences, for example, and astral traveling, you know, they sometimes sort of find themselves in the wrong place, which in my interpretation is probably what I would refer to as the astral, where all the trapped spirits are. And they say it's awful. And if there was any original background to the idea of hell from the traditional religions, it would be the astral plane where all these trapped spirits are. They are tormented, and they try and torment each other and any new arrivals. But the way to not get trapped in that is to be ready for death, ready to know that you're going to pass on to somewhere better, and to be ready to move into the light. And by far the majority of people having the death experience under regression do exactly that.
Well, that's a good point, as long as we can get there.
Well, it seems to be, you see, this is all about your state of mind. You know, in the non-physical realms, your state of mind and your intentions, more than anything else, are absolutely key. They dominate everything. I mean, it's because, of course, you don't have a physical body to operate with anymore anyway.
Right.
So as long as your intention is one of love and of expecting to go to the light, arguably that's what will happen. Most people don't seem to have a problem with this. It seems to be pretty much an automatic process.
You promise?
Well, I'll tell you what, when you watch things like all the ghost programs there are these days, you know, you think, well, blimey, there's so many trapped spirits that, you know, chances are I'm going to become one. I think they're giving a very false view, you know. I think the number of spirits that become trapped are probably pretty small proportion. So I can't promise, but I can suggest that with a bit of luck, it will be okay.